This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And the name Osama bin Laden is certainly familiar. The voice, less so.
من أسامة إلى أوباما سلام على من اتبع الهدى.
That's the new audio message from Al-Qaeda's leader. It was on the website Al Jazeera over the weekend. The head of Al-Qaeda says the United States will not dream of enjoying safety until we live in it in reality in Palestine. That was one point of the message. The Al-Qaeda leader also claimed responsibility for that Christmas Day bombing attempt and warned the United States of more attacks. Here to react to this tape, and of course it's not completely clear at this point if it's authentic, Bruce Rydell is a former CIA officer and advisor to the White House on terrorism and security. He is at the Brookings Institution in Washington. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
So let's break down the three elements. Number one, Osama bin Laden can claim responsibility for that Christmas Day bombing attempt, but were there any clues in this tape that he actually had prior knowledge?
No, there weren't. I think what he's doing in this tape is vintage bin Laden. He's taking advantage of an attack carried out by one of his franchises, the franchise in Yemen, to send a broader message that more such attacks are coming until America abandons Israel. That's vintage bin Laden.
It's also vintage bin Laden, we're told anyway, that there would be coded language possibly in a tape, but even this brief of a tape, and it is one of the briefest, that might encourage or trigger operations to move forward, maybe not actually execute them, but to move to the next stage. What's your thought on that?
Well, this is certainly a message to all of Al-Qaeda's cells around the world, throughout the Muslim world, from Mauritania to Indonesia, to try to replicate the Yemen attack. In that sense, it's an encouragement to others to do the same, and it's a kind of a lowering of the bar. Instead of trying to create another 9/11-style attack, a real mass casualty attack of horrendous proportions, bin Laden saying, it's okay to do something less than that. The important thing is to strike at the Americans now.
And in a story this morning in our partner, the New York Times, byline, Scott Shane, you suggest that that entire Christmas Day bombing attempt was possibly a tryout for a new tactic we might see more of. Explain.
Well, if you look at this attack, the individual involved, the Nigerian, was not a really well-trained operator. He was something of an amateur. He was a throwaway to that extent. I think they were trying out a new bomb. They were trying out new technology. It didn't work as well as they wanted it to, but they've now had a test case, and I think prudence alone would dictate that we should assume more such attacks will come in the future.
But isn't the counter-argument there that once you do something like that, the countermeasures almost ensure that you can't carry out that same tactic again?
It depends on how they develop the bomb. The bomb maker who made this bomb and has made previous bombs seems to be very agile and inventive. And I think that prudence, again, dictates that we take extraordinary measures.
Now, prudence suggests that this is probably Osama bin Laden's voice, but is there confirmation of that before we go?
I don't think there's any reason to believe this is not bin Laden. We've been hearing these voices now for 8 years. What's remarkable is despite the largest manhunt in human history, this man continues to operate out there.
All right, Bruce Rydell, former CIA officer, advisor to the White House on terrorism and security, joining us from the Brookings Institution in Washington. Thanks so much, Bruce.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.